Oh my, DOS Week Part 2 has begun, y'all. It runs through, let's see, Wednesday, April 10th at around 8 a.m. or so. For the next whole week, I get to spend a little extra time nerding out about DOS stuff. Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Here's how this all goes down. Real simple. If you haven't been part of the themed weeks at the Lunduke Journal before, go on over to lunduke.locals.com. Post about DOS stuff. Read our posts about DOS stuff. Comment on DOS stuff. It's fantastic. All week long, everything's fair game. DOS emulation, running DOS on real hardware, any version of DOS, things leading up to DOS, DOS history, DOS games, DOS software, DOS screenshots, DOS videos, DOS awesomeness. It is just going to be pure nonstop DOSy fun. We did a DOS week, I want to say, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. I don't know. It's been a while. And it was an absolute blast. I had so much fun. DOS week is incredible. I have a soft spot for DOS. I just do. Getting down there and right on the bare metal really appeals to me. You know what I mean? No silly user accounts that are keeping me away from actually directly accessing the memory. No. I'm essentially running as root 24/7 in DOS, baby. Love it. I got some stuff planned, some history stuff, just some screenshots and videos and whatnot. I'll be posting the stuff that I'm going to be doing. But what you do is entirely up to you. Just a couple of quick tips to get you started if you're new to DOS stuff or you just don't know where to go. Number one, if you want a free software DOS implementation, go to freedos.org. It is a complete, from scratch, GPL'd free software MS-DOS compatible operating system. It's a ton of fun. It's got a package manager, full networking stack. It's just a blast. It's easy. I have articles where you can set up a web server on FreeDOS. It's fun. Love FreeDOS, absolutely love it. It's not perfect. If you're really into MS-DOS compatibility, you're going to encounter some compatibility issues. But by and large, most games and software and all that is going to run on FreeDOS. It's fantastic. Now, that website is all over the top of my face, or you can go to DOSBox.com, because you got to run FreeDOS either on bare metal or in an x86 32-bit or 16-bit emulator, right? You've got to run it on an actual machine. DOSBox emulates the entire computer and environment for you, specifically geared towards gaming, but you know, it works for other things as well, for just having a nice DOS experience. So if you don't want to worry about installing DOS and setting up, you know, all your memory managers and your mouse drivers and setting your sound blaster variables and your CD-ROM drivers and dealing with your config sys and all that. You don't want to worry about that. You just want to run a couple of DOS games or apps. Load up DOSBox. The standard version is DOSBox.com. It's great. You have to really know what you're doing to configure it. You got to get in there and modify your DOSBox configuration text file. It's pretty easy once you get used to it, and you can always ask questions over at lunduke.locals.com. I and about 1,000 other people over there have modified DOSBox configuration files so many times. We can help you out easily. But if you want something that's a little bit easier, maybe to get started with, try DOSBox X, which literally is at DOSBox-X.com. It's great. It is a great GUI tool for on top of DOSBox, it extends DOSBox. It adds a bunch of additional packages to DOSBox, so you can really just do a lot with it. They show screenshots here of nice 3DFX support and running Windows 95 and many, many other things. Now, there's a lot of other great ways to emulate DOS, right? Just a ton of great ones, from QEMU to VirtualBox to 86Box. There's lots of options, and we'll probably be talking about some of them over the course of DOS Week Part 2, but this is a great way to get started with DOS. It's just, I can't recommend it enough. So post whatever you want. Whatever you want about DOS. I guarantee you, over the course of the next week, there will be people doing weird programming projects. There will be people just trying out DOS software they've never tried before. There will be people thinking, what was that package I ran? What was that game I used to run? Finding it, installing it, screenshotting their pure joy that they found it. And they're like, I'm playing, you know, Wolfenstein 3D again. Huzzah! I mean, that's a joy. That's a pure joy in life. And then posting screenshots. It's fantastic. So go over to landuke.locals.com, post about DOS, your memories of DOS, what you would like out of DOS, what you're using, just stuff you find. Think, if you're thinking, you know what, no one wants to hear my weird thoughts about this, about using DBase in MS-DOS 3.0, I'm going to tell you right now we do. I'm going to tell you right now, you are not alone by finding this interesting and fun. You are not alone because you like QuickBasic 4.5 or Turbo Pascal 6 or whatever in DOS. You're not alone. There's a bunch of us. Go hang out with us. It's absolutely fantastic. I'm super excited. So welcome to DOS Week Part 2. The week that was so good, we just had to do it twice. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, nerds and nerdettes across the interdubs, I do declare end broadcast.